they ask me what kinds of things they should make, I say, well, I'm making prime rib. So they get the idea right away that it's this is a special event, and the food is very special. And it's also not arbitrary. I construct an actual menu divided into soups, salads, appetizers, vegetables, meats, poultries, fish and seafood, desserts, so that unlike many other events where people put on these buffet dinners, the food is often arbitrary. You know, maybe 30 people are doing something with chicken because it's not organized to the degree that there's something for everybody and a little of something. And last night there was everything you can imagine. There was beef, lamb, venison, pork, chicken, duck, salmon, shrimp, smoked salmon, tuna, pike, asparagus, tomatoes, mozzarella, cheeses, chocolate things, lemon things, fruit things. So there was really something for everybody. I mean, if you couldn't find anything to eat at that benefit, you weren't hungry. I participate in a lot of events like this, and of course this one is more special to me because the organization is very important to me. I serve on the board of directors of Food and Friends. And I know, having made some of these deliveries, I know that the recipients, many of the recipients of the services that Food and Friends provides, don't receive any human contact in the course of a day. They because of many of them have been stigmatized by the disease. Their family and friends aren't in contact with them anymore. They're totally isolated. And often the person who delivers the food to them and spends some time with them when they deliver the food is the only human contact they have throughout the course of a day. And many, an overwhelming portion of the recipients of our services have incomes below the poverty line. So they would have no other, in addition to being sick with this dreadful disease, even if they were physically able to feed themselves, with which they're not financially, they wouldn't be able to feed themselves either. And it's already this disease is an indignity to many people, and for them to have to suffer the further indignity of being malnourished and ignored by other people. This is what pleases me the most, that everyone is at that benefit, the participants, the chefs, everything is donated. The people who attend the benefit know why they're there, and everyone is imbued with such a sense of goodwill that you can feel the energy in the room. Everyone is positive. Everyone's delighted to be there, and it's an overwhelming feeling of community and spirit and family in that room, and it's just every year it's more and more amazing to me. Last night, I ate Allison Swope, who's my mentor, makes this green chili stew that I really like. I had a spoonful of that and a caramel, and that's all I ate all night. So I can't get into trouble. Although I was asking around, I heard that the crab meat and smoked salmon terrine was fantastic. I saw the sushi that Kaz was making from Sushi Co. And he was hand making them to order in a cone of nori filled with sushi, and they were beautiful. And I heard the salmon wrapped in serrano ham and seared that Greg Hill from Gabrielle made was very good, and I could smell it, and it smelled great. And all the pastas were a big hit. And what else did I hear about? The soft shell crab that Ching Cuba made was, I heard, very good. Kaz Okochi is his name. It's Okochi. He's from Sushi Co. Restaurant. And this is one of the first, if not the first, sushi restaurant in Washington on Wisconsin Avenue. And it's always been, I always love going there. I haven't been in a while just because I haven't been able to get there, but Kaz is, he's just great guy, you know. He just, like all the chefs, once they tell you what they're gonna make, I don't have to worry about them at all, because they show up when they're supposed to be there, they have what they're supposed to have, they have enough for everybody, they have great personalities, they do their thing, they know why they're there, they clean up and they leave when they're supposed to. And it's a dream event for chefs because it starts at 6:30. They show up at 5:30 and they're out by 9. So they love it too. You know, it's good for everybody. A friend of mine who was here last night from New York asked me if there was an event like this in New York that he knew of. Then perhaps there is. I don't know. Taste of the Nation is a national organization, Share Our Strength, puts on these events in most of the major cities in the country, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, Atlanta, Minneapolis, many other places. And it's in the same week in April, generally, yearly. And that money, 20% of it goes to the national organization, Share Our Strength. And 80% of the proceeds in each host city goes to local organizations that are involved in feeding the homeless. So that it's somewhat similar, but maybe a little less... I was going to say maybe a little less grand, but I don't think so, because the events are... They differ greatly from city to city. Certainly, this event's certainly very successful, but that's because there are so many people involved in putting it on, and who, you know, a few core people just really devote many, a couple of people at Food and Friends. It's one of, this is the main fundraiser of the year for that organization. It represents just about 1/5 of the annual budget of Food and Friends, so it's really very important to them. And Food and Friends is not in the business of putting on fundraisers like a lot of other organizations are. They seem to have one event after the other, and we just don't really do that. We put most of our efforts into this one large event. And the reason we do that is because it's the return is so high. I don't believe in freebies. The chefs donate all their time and money and product. All of the liquor is donated through the generosity of various liquor purveyors. All of the wine is donated through the generosity of friends of mine who work for wine purveyors, and the vintners themselves who come on board and donate their product, and all of the auction items are donated, and basically all what we pay for, the expenses are what the Hilton charges us, which is completely fair. They don't charge us for the room, the entire ballroom and terrace level of that hotel, which would command quite a pretty penny if someone was putting on a convention. They charge thousands of dollars for that. They waive that fee. They allow us to bring in all the food and liquor, which is unheard of. But they do ask that we pay for the labor, and there's certainly tons of labor, and they set up the room, and they provide all the dishes, and of course people have to wash those dishes, and a lot of energy is physical energy, and electricity and gas is expended to wash those things, and people have to put them away, and they set up the room, and hang the signs, and provide all the bar setups, and coffee, and all of that stuff. They do a great job, and they deserve to be remunerated for it. And it's done well, and it's very organized, and no one has to wait in line for anything. And that's one cost that has to be incurred. And printing is the rest of it. But the advertising that we sold in the program covered all of the printing costs. When I started 5 years ago, it was supposed to be a one-shot deal. I got in touch with Food and Friends. I told them I wanted to do this. It was, you know, just a something I wanted to do. It was just going to be once, and I knew nothing about putting on an event like this. I learned a lot. I made a lot of mistakes the first year. I make a lot of mistakes every year, but I learn from them every year, and it's getting to be pretty much not a science, but every year there's something to be learned, and certainly I understand a lot more about how one goes about putting on an event like this. Although it's getting more and more difficult to have my phone calls returned because everybody knows I'm going to ask them for something. But we get calls from senators who want to come for free, and I say no. We could get more publicity if we had movie stars and famous people coming to this event. But I don't believe in painting someone's dressing room a certain color so that they'll attend. They say that they'll attend the event for free, but they bring an entourage. You have to pay first class tickets and hotels, and you know, they act like royalty, and to me that's not the purpose of this event. A lot of organizations seem to be in the business of putting on big splashy parties. I believe the money has to go to directly to the people who need the services. You know, it's not there. We all certainly have our opportunities to go to very nice parties, and this is a very nice party, but it's not about spending the money on that. You know, if that's the kind of thing that people are interested in, there's certainly many other venues where they can avail themselves of something like that. It's really very important to me. It's to be able to say, to get up in front of all those people and say that every penny that we raise that night will go directly to Food and Friends. And if we charge $150 for a ticket per person, that $170 or $180 per person will go to Food and Friends. So that's very important to me. I will never, as a member of the board of directors of Food and Friends, it's very important to me that the mission that we have, which is to sustain the program and not to turn anybody away, that is paramount to us. Not spending money on becoming this big fundraising organization, and it's important for us to keep the administrative costs of the organization to 20%, and we've got a great board of directors, and we do that. In this complicated time that we live in, if anyone doubts the goodness of people, the innate goodness that people have, the sense of community, the sense of family, the sense of importance of doing the right thing, they should attend this event, because that's what this event is all about from the beginning to the very end. And through its continuation, it reaffirms my faith in humanity, which is often in doubt, but yearly it is regenerated from this event.